Staff at the ABC are set to take industrial action with a 24-hour strike planned for 11 a.m. on Wednesday the 25th of March as workers push for better pay and conditions. The move follows months of negotiations, with staff rejecting a revised enterprise agreement that included a one-off $1,000 payment, but no ongoing pay rise or major improvements to conditions. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance says staff are seeking fair wages and stronger protections to maintain trusted news services. The Wire's Momina Shakur spoke with Michael Slezak, journalist at ABC and federal president of MIA.
You can't provide quality news and entertainment without the people making that content receiving adequate compensation for their work. We've suffered years of not only cuts in the number of staff at the ABC, but people's pay and conditions have been going backward for years and years. We're now in a situation where people live sometimes for years, decades, on short-term contracts at the ABC, rolling short-term contracts with no job security. They don't know whether they're going to have a job next month or next week, even sometimes whether they'll be able to pay the bills. If you're a journalist, it is very hard to report the news without fear or favour if you're fearing for your job.
What impacts would that 24-hour strike leave on the ABC?
I mean, there'll be a massive impact on the ABC. I don't think you'll see anything normal programming. It's up to management what they do with the ABC without its usual workers around, but you won't be seeing your normal programming, whether that's 7 p.m. news. Nothing will look like it normally does. Have the reporters, the producers, the presenters, that are normally there, those jobs, exactly what it will look like. You know, I guess it's not our job to sort out, so I don't really know. I'll be watching with the rest of you.
The current offer has been described as inadequate. What would be a fair outcome?
Yeah, so more than 400 MIA members met yesterday to ask themselves and answer that exact question. So previously we had a log of claims with a range of demands or claims, and members got together yesterday and lowered that. And this is what it will take for the ABC to get us to call off the strike. And essentially it amounts to 4% per year over the 3 years of the agreement, which is only a little bit above, which means our pay starts going forward again rather than backwards, and to the way that our experience is recognised in that. So at the moment, we have this problem where people just get stuck in their pay bands for years and years and years. And no matter how against they are, how much expertise they bring to the organisation, they are not rewarded for that. And they keep getting paid as junior journalists and producers, even when they are, in fact, incredibly experienced. And so what we're calling for is progression through the pay band, so that if you've been in one band for 5 years, you move up to the next one. We don't think it's too much to ask. It sort of should be really a normal process, and is in fact becoming normal across the industry for that. We've also called for improved security. We have an enormous number of ABC staff on short-term contracts, which makes doing them incredibly hard. And look, if they came to the table with those three things, they would be able to get us to call off the strike.
Given ABC's role in emergency broadcasting, especially regional broadcasting as well, how will the strike impact this?
Yeah, it won't impact that at all. We've notified for industrial action, which includes stop work for 24 hours with the exclusion of anyone involved in emergency broadcasting.
What are your concerns around AI impacting jobs and journalism at the ABC?
So look, the one thing that we can all agree on, that what we don't want is an ABC where journalists are replaced by AI bots. It's not a future that anyone wants to see. And so we've made a claim that we want a commitment from management that people won't be replaced. We acknowledge, of course, the important role that AI could play in our work and support in implementing it in a responsible way. But it is very revealing that management has refused to say that AI won't replace us. And in fact, in a meeting with Hugh Marks, he said that he can't commit to that because AI is expensive and job losses will result. The one thing that he can cut in order to pay for it. So he's effectively said that the expense we'll have to make to pay for AI is going to be jobs, journalist jobs. There's a long way to go before we can find agreement between management and workers at the ABC.
That was journalist at ABC and federal president of MIA, Michael Slezak, speaking with The Wire's Momina Shakur.